Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kenner Baxter and we're going to talk about tourism. So good morning to you, Kenner.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kenner, there are lots of things to do, but my first question to you is, what is tourism?
Well, the travel office for the state of Iowa defines it as anyone traveling 50 miles or more to go someplace or do something is a tourist.
Okay, that's not so very far.
No, it's not.
And we're going to talk about why that's important. But before we do that, do we have to travel 50 miles to find something fun to do?
No, we don't. We can stay in our own backyard and beyond.
Yes, lots of things to do. And we've been working on a program that we have a tourism council. I'm betting people don't know that.
I think there's a lot of people that are not aware that there is a tourism council that the county supervisors fund.
And when do they meet?
We meet every third Monday at 9 o'clock.
And sometimes change the place,
but
usually at the chamber office.
Yes, generally at the chamber office, but sometimes we go to the armory.
Yes.
We met last time at the Cold Springs Park Shelter.
Just need an invitation from somebody if they'd like the Tourism Council to come to their spot.
Yes. Yeah. We're happy to go anywhere within Cass County that they want us.
And what's the main purpose of the Tourism Council?
Well, mostly to network with everyone in the county that has a venue or an event or something going on that they want to draw people to, and to try to help promote those things as well.
There is so much going on that people don't know about. And I know you've had conversations with people and they go, oh, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. So where can people get information?
Well, for the state of Iowa, the state has a website that has lots and lots of information about every town and every area of Iowa, and it's at traveliowa.com, I believe. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a .com. And also the Western Iowa Tourism Region, which is the western one-third of the state, has a website called visitwesterniowa.com, and it concentrates on Western Iowa places and events. And there's also information on the Cass County and Atlantic website, which is atlanticiowa.com. And it has things about every town, all the parks that you can go to, the conservation group and all of the things that they do, and Atlantic Parks and Rec.
Yeah, just because it says Atlantic Iowa doesn't mean that that's all there is. You'll find all that. It's just a way to get to the county information as well as the town information. You might be surprised what you could find there.
Yes.
And it does link to the chamber, and chamber has a site there too.
Yes, and to every town in the county has a link as well. Some have more information than others, but you can find things out about each town.
And as I recall, when you go to that town, there may be links to some of the things that are nearby.
Yeah, there could be.
Like Hitchcock House, or I can't say for sure, and you maybe can't either for sure what you could find, but that's a way to look for things that are happening. So, Kenner, the Tourism Council has been working on a project to try to get more information out. So tell us about what's going on there.
Yes, we've done a series of print ads and radio ads that started earlier this summer. I think we started in May, and we've been running 4 ads a week, 2 at the Atlantic Paper and 2 in the Shopper each month. So
plus
the radio ads, and there's been quite a few of those.
Yes,
and so we just have been trying to let people know what's been coming up and what's going on.
So what are some of the things that you found out, Kenner? I as you search to put this ad together, it takes a bit of time, but you've discovered some things about Atlantic and about Cass County.
Yes, there are things going on all over the place, and actually searching the KJAN daily calendar helps me find out what's happening. And the chamber also has a calendar, and that helps me find out what's happening, because it's kind of hard to get people to remember to contact me about what they have coming up. So there's lots of farmers market activities. There's Produce in the Park, and there's Farmers Market in Atlantic, and in Anita,
And you have several days to choose from there then, too.
Yeah, you do.
There's Tuesday. When's the Anita one?
The Anita one is on Monday evenings.
Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
And Saturday.
Saturday, you can go to a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm. In Cass County.
Yes.
That's right.
And then there's lots more outside that. But right now, we want you to stay in Cass County.
Yes,
we
do.
What we're talking about.
We do.
And so those are happening every week. There are also some other, like, museums that are there all the time.
Yes, the Hitchcock House, the Cass County Museum, the Coca-Cola Museum. They have regular hours in the summertime, as well as the American Legion Memorial Building.
So, again, if you don't know about those, and, you know, there it's like people go across the United States. And I'm just as bad for some of those things, too. But they haven't visited what's at home.
Yes.
I brought people from Minnesota and Montana, and we went to Hitchcock House. They were enthralled.
Yes, and that's a beautiful location, too.
It is.
Yes,
yes,
out in the country.
And I'm just wondering if we took a little survey up and down the street, how many people would say, yes, I've been there.
Yeah, or know about it.
Even more so, yes. So we really need to see these things that are close to home and doesn't take as much gas or as much time to go see those things.
Yeah, so. And we might actually find a little bit about our own history.
Exactly.
In some of these places.
There's so much to see and learn. Also, let's just talk a little more about what's coming up in the ad that's coming up next.
Okay, well, Atlantic Parks and Rec has Space in the Park. And that's going on throughout the summer, and they're taking place on Thursdays and Mondays. You would need to check. I'm pretty sure it's on the KJN calendar, so you could look there to find out exactly when. But it's space-themed to go along with a program that the libraries have this summer. And the kids are doing activities and art projects, and there will be, towards the end of it, a rocket building. And rocket
launching.
So
yes.
I think kids will really enjoy that. And also there's free movies in the park throughout the summer at Lake Anita at the campgrounds. And that's, I believe, every Saturday night. And they have occasional Friday night movies at Cold Springs Park near Lewis. And that's Cass County Conservation does that. And their Cass County Conservation is also doing a kids' bike ride at Schildberg on August 10th, which is the same day as Atlantic Fest, and Breakfast with the Birds with the conservation group is on Saturday, August 17th at the Camblin Shelter at Sunnyside, and Hitchcock House has a speaker, David Cannon, and he'll talk about the Grinnell College and Josiah Bushnell Grinnell, who is an abolitionist who knew John Brown, and there were riots in the public schools in Iowa over fugitive slaves
way
attending.
Before the ones that made national news. Yes.
So it should be a very interesting program about the history of slaves who came to Iowa.
Okay. And mentioning Hitchcock House, because this ad, of course, we're getting people to look ahead into August, but we should mention that Hitchcock House has a program going on Sunday. Oops, they did have.
Yes.
So I hope people check that Hitchcock, because they have, every summer they have programs going on. So,
yes, and they have a website, so you can check their website for what's happening as well.
So don't remember to look at all of those sites. If you want something to do and you don't have to drive very far, or use very much gas, or even very much time. So one last thing we need to mention quickly is, why is it important to the state of Iowa and to Cass County and to your town that tourism goes on?
Well, tourism is a big driver of economic development. There's people come here and they spend money. People who are here already spend money, but it's gasoline, it's food, they go to retail places and they go shopping. So it is a big income earner for anywhere that has attractions.
Yes, it is just really, really important. So we are inviting everybody to enjoy Cass County and just take advantage of everything we have here. And again, you have lots of sites to see those. So if people have any questions, they could call you, Kanner.
Yes, they can.
Okay. Kanner is the president of the Tourism Council. So until next time, just remember, there's great things to see close to home.